Want excellent coverage with crop protection materials? Then follow Dibble's Law. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It's called Dibble's Law, and it's named after Dr. Jack Dibble, a retired UC Berkeley and UC Kearney Agricultural Extension Center research entomologist. He's worked primarily in tree nut crops, and a big part of his career was on spray techniques, and he is well known for Dibble's Law, which states that the best spray coverage is when the driver goes less than 2 miles per hour down the row.
Yeah, I think that we found out right from the outset and continue to prove this with growers and commercial spray application companies that speed of travel is very important, because the faster you go, the whippier the spray gets, and the spray that's released has to be pushed up into the tree by the spray behind it. If you're going too fast, there's no spray behind the spray you release. So therefore, you do lose control of your project simply by you're not getting coverage in the centers and tops of the trees.
Again, if you want to maximize coverage,
2 miles an hour is very realistic. It's hard for a grower to do that because it's a dirty, wet job. It's a costly job.
But Dibble said having to return back to that orchard for another spray is even more costly. Of course, lack of good coverage will lead to more pest damage before you get back at it. Speaking of spraying, growers should assess the disease present in their orchards and select materials carefully. Not all fungicides are equally effective against all diseases. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.